This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Congressman Ron DeSantis is a Republican representing the state of Florida and joins us tonight. Congressman, thanks for coming on.
Good evening.
So the meeting that Susan Rice describes in her email between the president, vice president, Sally Yates, Comey, is really revealing. So Trump was accused of considering Obama foreign with the birther stuff, but Obama actually turned out did consider Trump foreign, a foreign agent. Can a sitting president deny government documents, intelligence to an incoming president?
I don't see how you can do that. Just think about what Yates was on to at the time with Michael Flynn met with Kislyak, the Russian ambassador. That was one of the reasons why she sent the FBI agents to Flynn once he got in. So they were creating some type of a boogeyman, really, out of Flynn acting like any incoming national security advisor would.
A president's authority and legitimacy comes from voters winning an election. That's what makes you the president. So how can one president say, I don't think the next guy should have this, I don't think he's worthy of this information? This doesn't.
I think it's improper to do that. And it's interesting, this January 5th meeting in the Oval with Comey, what did Comey do that very next day? That was when he briefed Trump on the dossier. He went to Trump Tower, he showed him the dossier, that eventually got leaked to CNN, and then that allowed the dossier to get put out into the bloodstream. Also, during this whole transition time, you have an unprecedented campaign of leaking classified information designed to put a cloud over Trump's incoming presidency. So I think Susan Rice has a lot of questions that she's going to have to answer. Why would you all of a sudden, right as you're leaving the White House, do that email saying Obama said do it by the book? It's just a really odd thing to do. She was trying to create a record, and the question is, why did she feel the need to do that?
Well, what's the answer?
I think we have to find out the answer. I mean, I think that it was clear that by the time Trump got inaugurated, you had the permanent bureaucracy and the Obama holdovers. I mean, they were feeding information to the press on a daily basis. The first two or three months of his administration was constant bombshell reports, quote unquote, all based on anonymous sources, all based on former or current U.S. officials. And that really started from the day he got elected all the way until the appointment of Robert Mueller as special counsel.
So the dossier itself, which is the center of all this dossier that BuzzFeed published for public consumption, claims that Trump was being cultivated by Russian intelligence for 5 years prior to becoming president. Is there any evidence that's true?
No evidence that that's true. And think about even what they used for Carter Page. I mean, the idea that the Russian oil company, the energy company, was going to give him a 10% stake or a 20% stake in a company that is so big, that would have been $10 billion that they were going to give to Carter Page, and the FBI used that to get surveillance. So the only thing that has definitely been corroborated is that Carter Page did travel to Russia during the campaign. He did that. He gave a public speech. None of the other key facts have been corroborated at all.
Well, not surprisingly,
is your brain bruised after all this, Scott? I mean, this thing just keeps on going. It's a song that will never end. And they just, it's plausible deniability. It's almost like the debate on climate change. Oh, okay, you got me here. Well, we got to move it over here. It's ever so dynamic, but it's all, as you pull on all these strings, as we say, they lead back to the Oval Office. They're nefarious at best. You know, we have often used the analogy that the previous administration purposely set up some landmines for the Trump administration to bang into. I mean, after all, I mean, how much is Donald Trump supposed to know about being president of the United States? I mean, you've heard us say before, you think about it. This is on the job training. Whether you're Barack Obama or Donald Trump, yes, there's some things that you know and taught, right? But
on that point, I doubt even the vice president knows what it's like to be a president.
Exactly.
I don't think anybody knows what it's like to be that person until they're there.
Exactly. That's the whole point of all this. And then, as if you have enough on your hands, you've got somebody tripping up the program here and placing some landmines so that, you don't have a fair start at it. That's what's been going on.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, let's sync up our watches together here. I'm just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour on this Valentine's Day. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, I've got a real special gift for you. Al Sanchez is joining us. And I met Al, oh gosh, I want to think somewhere 15 years ago or so. And he has an incredible story to tell and a product that came out of this personal story. Al is the president of A-Mark Enterprises, the primary distributor of Poly MVA. This is a product that I have taken and experienced. And, for the sake of, I think that one of the jobs, the critical jobs that we have here is that we should be a blessing to you and bring ideas and life-changing, things to your life, things that add to your day, not take away. My old mentor, I regard him as a mentor, Chuck Bloor, who I think was one of the most outstanding program directors I've ever worked with. And I got to tell you, I worked with him in a way that left me having a desire to even work closer. I didn't, I worked with him close in Los Angeles, but I think the guy is so brilliant. And one of the things that Chuck would always say to us is that, as on-air personalities, that our job was to elicit a positive emotional response to the audience. In other words, we're going to add to your day. We're going to leave you wanting more. And this is one of those, the show itself approaches everything we do in bringing experts and knowledgeable people to the discussion in pursuing the facts and the truth. It is all bathed in that concept of eliciting a positive emotional response for our listeners. And so it is with that attitude and this perspective that we hold that I want to bring our next guest, Al Sanchez, as I mentioned to you, because what he has to offer will elicit a positive emotional response, not only emotional, but a biological response, because the product is that doggone good, Poly MVA. Al Sanchez, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm great. I'm always feeling good when we're doing something for humanity, and today we're going to be doing something for humanity.
Yeah, this is your heart, Al. Let's go back and tell the people your story and how you found yourself on the road to discover Poly MVA. I mean, this started with a very personal story between you and your wife, right?
Well, I happen to marry one of the most talented people in this world and with a great heart, and I lost her to cancer, and she was a gymnast, and she was a physical education teacher, so she was in great shape, and when I began to inquire as to what I could do when she became ill, I began to really realize that no one had the answer to cancer. And I shut myself in my office and called all over the world trying to find something that might help her. And that did not occur. And I became very, very disappointed because in the long run, she died. And that was like ending my own life because I had four children with her. And
she was still in her 30s, right, Al? When she died? Was she in her 30s? Yeah, 34. Young woman, 34 years old, very talented, nothing but future ahead of her, and the love of your life. And what were you doing, Al, at the time? What was your background? She was a phys ed a teacher, right?
She was a physical teacher, mm-hmm. and I was a school principal at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And the shocking thing to me was that calling all over the world for something that might be helpful in cancer, because I was not in the medical field at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to realize that, wow, you know, every 20 seconds somebody dies of cancer throughout the world, and nobody seems to have even an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that I received from some of the oncologists were absolutely absurd in terms of what had caused the cancer. And that set me on a field of saying, if nobody else has done it in terms of finding something that's viable for cancer, I've got to do it.
Yeah.
And I began to do that myself at that time. And what I decided at that time, since my knowledge was absolutely almost zero in terms of cancer,
mm-hmm.
was that I had to associate myself with the biggest brains in the country so that I could learn fast in terms of what was being done for cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so much I'm sure that you found out, Al. And let me say this, ladies and gentlemen, about Al Sanchez and his heart and his pursuit of the truth. Maybe as we get into this, you'll understand why I just feel such a strong affinity for Al and his passion and the crusade and what he's trying to do and has been doing for humanity. He keeps asking questions. There's so much about cancer, arguably, that you could say that Big Pharma has controlled, you know, the immediate responses. You've got cancer. Let's get you into these very expensive chemotherapeutic modalities. And they're not proving to be the answer. In fact, recently, Al, I had a dear friend who died of bladder cancer in Florida, and he was 57 years old. He chose and believes like I do that God says when we're coming and when we're leaving, and he chose not to get involved with chemotherapy. He had 18 months after the diagnosis, very normal. I mean, did a lot of trips, spent time with family, everything was good, didn't have to deal with any, you know, chemo sickness and all the other stuff that's associated with, you know, with that product. But then when the cancer did take over and metastasized, then, you know, within 2 weeks he was gone. But his wife, even to this day, would tell you that their choice not to take chemotherapy was the right choice, and that he went out, left this world with some dignity, and having to been mostly healthy during that period of time when his body was trying to combat the cancer. There's other things. I will share this with you kind of as a sidebar. Bob was an interesting guy, he was a funny guy, musician, great guy, you'd love him. But at one point his wife asked him, says, Bob, are you dying? And he said, I don't know, I've never done this before. Now, we hear that outside of the context, and we kind of laugh a little bit and are given some relief, but that was the way Bob... It wasn't like Bob was trying to be funny. I think he was giving her an honest answer and saying, you know, I don't know. He really didn't know if he was actually dying, if that was the road he was on, but that he had never done this before. So, anyway, I just share that to add a little bit of levity, but you know, to the situation. But Bob is... Bob is in heaven, and he is celebrating with his eternal reward, as deserving as it is. And Al Sanchez, we're gonna, when we come back, we're gonna talk about poly-MVA and your discovery in just a moment. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're talking with the president of A-Mark Enterprises.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
America back on track.
No, know him is to love.
It's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, as we bring the experts to you on this very independent radio show. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Al Sanchez continues with us, president of A-Mark Enterprises, the primary distributor of PolyNVA. Al, I wanted you to finish your story about your discovery process. Go ahead.
Well, I told you at the beginning that I had to associate myself with the biggest brains in terms of cancer throughout the world, and that's what I still do even today. And I happened to meet Merrill Garnett, who had discovered the poly, and my job became to raise the money to make the studies and make all the universities aware of what we were doing. Mm-hmm. And it cost us a lot of millions of dollars, but I did raise the money. And one of the things, Bill, that I always tell people that when I talk about the poly is, don't believe anything I say, just check us out. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you three websites for you to look at and the public for look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's polymba.com and polymbafordoctors.com and polymbaforpets.com. And once you have looked at that information, you can get the information of where you can call all of us to get further information, and we'd be happy to send that information to you, and you can get it to your listeners also.
Exactly. Well, it'll be linked on our website here very shortly. We're in the process of setting that up. So in case you didn't get all that, polymva.com, polymvaforDoctors.com, polymvaforPets.com. And then, you know, those are the direct websites, but we'll also have it linked, you know, from our website at BillMartinezLive.com, so you can pass that on. You know, the idea, it's all about getting educated and seeing, you know, what is being done. I mean, you know, Al, when I look at the website at PolyMVA, the testimonials are rich with life-changing stories.
Well, doctors, you know, and I've been around the world talking to the whole world in terms of what the poly does, and doctors, once they use the poly, that's all they want to use.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that when we started, we had the poly only in a liquid, and now we have it for IV,
mm-hmm.
and we have it for injectable.
Mm-hmm.
And so that doctors can call, and if they're using the poly in a hospital, they can send it to the hospital so that it can be given there.
Okay, that's great. So this way it opens it up for use very effectively for doctors. So when you connected with Merrill Garnett, as you said, you were in search for people who were pursuing the truth and trying to find the answer to cancer. And Merrill Garnett had been working on a PolyMVA. Tell us about that that connection and how it came about.
Well, since I was calling all over the world, and they had found out from somebody else that here was a guy that was pursuing independently studies at Stony Brook University for see what they had for cancer. And Stony Brook University is one of the top four research centers in the world. And so Dr. Garnett came to see me, and I was still a school principal, and
mm-hmm.
they said, we've heard of your reputation that you will face the FDA if you have to,
mm-hmm.
because they don't like to say that anybody has the word, and they don't allow you to use the word cure.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that nothing that non-toxic can cure cancer, and that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we had to go to court, too, in terms of it, and we won the court case against the FDA because they had attacked one of my oncologists that was using the product, and they and so legally we've been there, and it's an approved product from the FDA at this particular time.
Mm-hmm.
And my job has always been to have the word of the poly-MBA spread all over, and,
mm-hmm.
and that's how we came into contact with you.
Right. Well, it's an honor, I mean, for us to be a part of the mission of, you know, of AMARC in spreading this information, because this is absolutely critical. I mean, for people who have cancer, I mean, they're, you know, when you have been diagnosed, you become desperate for information, and you've been down the road as a result of what you personally experienced with the loss of your wife. And for you, there's been obviously this has been your your life's journey to discover the answer to cancer, and the testimonies are at these websites in polymba.com. And they are quite enlightening, and these are just facts. These are real people. These aren't paid for type testimonials. These are people just sincerely. Well, you can imagine if you are cured from cancer, and the result was your involvement with PolyMBA, why would you not get on top of the rooftops and shout it out?
Well, you know, that's what's been kept from the American people for a long time is mm-hmm. the fact that there are, and even today, there are a lot of things that are being done in terms of cancer. And one of the things that I've done, Bill, I buy everything that becomes available
mm-hmm.
because I want the absolute cure for cancer to occur. But the thing that I came with the FDA in terms of that I couldn't use the word cure, they said I could resolve the cancer problem.
Mm, okay.
I don't know what the difference is. But
yeah, you're a principal after all. I mean, you know, let's not get into words here. You're an educated man, an educator. But, you know, hey, that's the government. As my dad used to always remind me, he'd say, son, it's close enough for government work, you know. So, hey, if we can say resolve, hey, whatever we want to say, if you're dealing with cancer, then you need to get involved with PolyMBA.
Well, and the work that we have put into it and the work that we have put into raising the money to be able to do the studies, and now we have the biggest cancer center doing the studies in Anderson Hospital.
Mm, yes.
You know, and Anderson Hospital, the owner, the doctor owner, is going all over the world with us saying, hey, try PolyMBA, and you can't have a better accommodation on something that's happening mm-hmm. than somebody that has the biggest cancer center. I don't know if it's the biggest cancer center in the world or it's in the United States.
It's definitely well known. There's no doubt about it. Al, we have to leave it there. I look forward to having you back as we keep our audience up to date on this incredible product that helps the body to produce energy, supports the liver in removing harmful substances from the body, assists in preventing cell damage, assists the body in removing heavy metals from the bloodstream, a powerful world-class antioxidant and detoxificant, prevents B12 deficiency-related mental disturbances in the elderly. This is a and on many levels, as many have said, this PolyMBA product is miraculous. I will say that we have a special discounted price that's going to go through our website and through our support here. And so what you want to call is 216-533-2273, 216-533-2273 for more information and for a product discount of PolyMBA. Al Sanchez, thank you.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Getting America back on track.
Loving you is easy, 'cause you're beautiful, and every day of my life is filled with loving you.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Randy Tarabarelli joins us, author of 20 books, 15 of which have made the New York Times bestseller list, including his latest, Jackie, Janet, and Lee, The Secret History of Janet Auchincloss and Her Daughters, Jacqueline Bouvet Kennedy Onassis and Princess Lee. Randy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on, talking about this new book. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis remains quite the mystery. And so this is quite revealing what you're sharing with your readers regarding, you know, how she was raised by her mother.
Well, you're right, Bill. I mean, I've written two previous books about the Kennedys, and in both of those books, I looked at Jackie sort of through the prism of the Kennedy family, as I think most of us have done over the years. We've never really considered the fact that she was a full, well-rounded, cultured, fascinating woman before she even met Jack Kennedy. And that's because of her upbringing with her mom and her sister Lee and her half-sister Janet and half-brother Jamie and her stepfather Hugh Auchincloss. So those are the main characters of my new book. This is definitely not a Kennedy biography as much as it's a biography of the Bouvier and Auchincloss families.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you go back, you can see the DNA of a person's development. It was as if Jackie's destiny was, was set, with her mother. I mean, she was groomed to become the first lady well before that could even be a possibility.
Well, that's really true, Bill, and I think that when you look at the cover of the book, what really stands out for me is that Jackie's about 15 on the cover of the book, and she looks exactly like Jackie Kennedy. I mean, you look at that picture and you're like, wow, she was already, a beauty, a classic beauty who was, very obviously destined for something great. Lee, on the cover of the book, standing next to her mom, is, she looks like a very amiable, nice girl. You know, she's cute, she's a lovely youngster, but she doesn't have whatever that thing is, that makes people sort of stand out. And as Jackie and Lee's brother, Jamie, told me, Jackie always, from the very early age of maybe 5 or 6, sort of had an air of destiny about her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was all put into motion, as you write in the book, from her mother, and you cite that the mantra with her mother in raising their daughters, it was, look at it, it's about money and power, huh?
Well, yeah, that's definitely true, Bill. And, one of the primary reasons for that is because when Jackie and Lee's mom married the very wealthy Hugh Auchincloss, he made it clear to Janet that his natural born children, of which he had many, would be inheriting his wealth, not Jackie and Lee. Mm-hmm. So if they wanted to continue the lifestyle that they had while they were living with him as teenagers, then they were going to have to do something. Mm-hmm. And this worried their mom. And so, yeah, she was all about money and power when it came to raising her daughters, but primarily because she wanted to be sure they were taken care of.
Right, of course, yes. He was the heir, right, to the Standard Oil, right?
Yes, he was, and Hugh Auchincloss was, and he was very wealthy. His children did very well, but Jackie and Lee did not. So they had to find ways to continue their lifestyle, and of course, Jackie ended up marrying Aristotle Onassis. Lee ended up marrying a prince, and so they were well set, but when money and power become the family's mandate, that can only lead to trouble down the line in choosing a mate. And as we found out during the course of the storytelling, both Jackie and Lee did have significant trouble in their relationships.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did Jackie, I know this has been documented before, but how did Jackie, meet up with, JFK?
Well, they met at a party, and it was just, in the early 50s, and it was just a sort of a setup. A mutual friend, his name was Charles Bartlett, set them up. And there was a chemistry between them, but there was a little bit of concern because of the fact that JFK's dad, Joseph Kennedy, was unfaithful to his wife, and everybody knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And Janet and Jackie both took a real pejorative view of infidelity because of what Janet had gone through with Jackie's father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so there was a lot of trepidation about whether or not JFK would be a suitable mate for Jackie, but they decided they were going to give it a shot. And they hoped that, that he would be faithful to her. But then, as we all know, over the course of their marriage, he was unfaithful to her, quite often. And this was just a cross that she had to bear.
Mm-hmm. It's like, he could not control himself. And, it's often discussed that, because of the injuries from the war, a back brace is like, wow, that didn't stop him. He just kept on going. And not to mention the fact that, the rising star of the Democratic Party, from senator to now a president of the United States. The escapades there in the Oval Office, make what Bill Clinton did almost insignificant.
Yeah, well, you know, we know a lot about that, and but what I wanted to do with this book was I wanted to look at it from the other side of this, the other side of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I found it very interesting to know what did his mother-in-law think of all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes,
and that's what I wanted to know, and what did Jackie and her mom discuss about all of this? And I think Jana had a great line. Jackie's mom had a line that really stands out for me in talking to you about this. She used to say, "So many women, so little sense," when talking of her son-in-law. She loved, by the way, she loved her son-in-law. I mean, Jana was in a tight spot because she was a patriot and she had a lot of respect for the office of the presidency. She was really proud of the fact that her daughter was first lady. She was proud that her son-in-law was the president. But by the same token, she really could not accept the way that he treated her daughter. So she really had to walk sort of a tightrope of allegiance during the presidency.
It just becomes kind of you just negotiate to accept what it is. And, you know, I'm not even sure, you know, for the sake of a family or the greater good of the country. I mean, today there's no way you could get away with it. Because of the sensitivity of all the hashtag MeToo campaign that's been going on.
You really wouldn't think you could, but we really don't exactly know what's going on in the White House today with the Trump's marriage.
Uh-huh.
We really don't.
Right.
And I think that, you know, one day maybe we will, and it might be 20 years from now, and you and I might be having this conversation about Melania Trump.
Yeah, right.
You know, you just don't know what's going on. Jackie said it best, and I think this really encapsulates it. You know, she said that the only two people who really know what's going on in a marriage are the two people in it.
Absolutely.
And I think that in the case of Jackie, you know, because we've had so many historians come forward over the course of the last 50 years to give us, you know, sort of a pecking order of JFK's, you know, infidelities, we're pretty well aware of what was going on. And I just wanted to approach it from another side. I wanted to approach it from the side of his mother-in-law, his wife, his sister-in-law. You know, what did these people think of it? And how did they support Jackie through this tough time? And that's really what the book was about.
Yeah, and I guess that's the takeaway, Randy, here, right?
Yeah, that's the takeaway. You know, it has to do with family. It has to do with, you know, negotiating and getting through it as best you can.
Well, it's a fascinating read, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to enjoy this. Jackie, Janet, and Lee, The Secret History of Janet Auchincloss. And, of course, Randy Tarabarelli has been our guest, New York Times bestselling author. Randy, good stuff. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Bill. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You take care. Absolutely. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergraduate grad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you on this Valentine's Day. Why not 14 minutes before the top of the hour? I'm Bill Martinez. Diane Barth joins us now. She's a psychotherapist and psychoanalyst in private practice in New York City with a master's degree from Columbia University School of Social Work and analytic certification from the Psychoanalytic Institute of the Postgraduate Center. Diane, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill, for having me. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. Want to talk about your book, I Know How You Feel, The Joy and Heartbreak of Friendship in Women's Lives. Give us some genesis on this.
Well, you mean where? What inspired it?
Yes, exactly. All that good stuff. Yes.
I was actually having coffee with a really good friend who I don't see very often, and we were chatting about how wonderful it is when we see each other that we just start up like we haven't stopped talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, "Have you noticed that your friendships have changed over the years?" And I said, "Yeah, actually I had." And she said, "Does that happen with your clients too?" And I said, "Yeah, actually, it does." And she said, "I wonder if that's something that you might want to write about."
Yeah.
And I started just talking to other women to see if there was something that was, you know, there. And oh my goodness, women started. The minute I asked the question about their friendships, they just started talking. So it was clearly a subject that a lot of women wanted to talk about, and a lot of men too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what's going on? You know, what is it, just the natural evolution of relationships, peaks and valleys that you go through? Because I often tell people in relationships, the strength and quality of a relationship is found in the valley of the experience and the journey that we go on, certainly not at the peak. Because it's easy when everything's good, right?
Right.
Exactly. But it's in the tough things when you got to deal with you know people being offended and forgiveness and those issues. But that's where the ties that bind can occur, right?
Absolutely. That's a really great way to put it. One of the things that I loved about gathering the information for this book was that I talked to so many different women who had so many different experiences with friendships. And a lot of the strongest ones had gone through some kind of difficult time. I talk about there are a number of women that I follow all the way through the book, and one of those pairs is a young woman named Liz and her friend named Eileen, although I change names and identifying information.
Mm-hmm.
But Liz and Eileen were, you know, that kind of instant bonding in middle school. That they felt like they were exactly the same. They thought they were twins, mm-hmm. even though one of them is Chinese American and the other one is East European, and
right.
they don't look alike. They don't come from similar backgrounds at all. But they just got each other, mm-hmm. and then they had a falling out when they got older. And their journey towards reconnecting is exactly what you're describing. It is one of the hard things that women don't always find it easy to do because we don't always like to deal with conflict.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're right. Dealing with it, managing to live through it in whatever ways works for you,
right.
Leads to a much stronger relationship and connection.
Well, Diane, the thing that comes to mind is that I find that the conflict is in direct relationship, in direct ratio in relationship to the potential strength of that relationship. You know, because if it's kind of a surface thing and you hit the valley, you just move on. No big deal.
Yep.
But when you hit the valley and it keeps you up at 3 o'clock in the morning or wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning staring at the ceiling tiles and your heart hurting, that tells you there's something significant about that relationship, maybe a puzzle piece of life that needs to be contributed and needs to be ferreted out possibly.
Oh, I think you're really right. Unfortunately, some women don't have the ability to talk to each other about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to a number of women who had the experience of either sort of disappearing from a friendship because they just couldn't find a way to talk about the conflict,
mm-hmm.
or who had a friend who disappeared on them, you know, what the young people in the world are calling ghosting.
Yeah.
Just stopped being there for them. And
how sad. How sad.
Yeah.
How sad.
Yep.
I mean, because you think, because like you say, you get two people like in the story in the book with these two individuals that obviously the chemistry between them was so significant. And I know sometimes you know, people may just write it off and just say, well, that was a season of my life and that was appropriate. But you know, I don't know if we're just lying to ourselves and the heartbreak is so severe that we'd probably just kind of brush it over.
Well, I think sometimes it is so severe that we can't heal it. I talked to women who felt terribly betrayed. One woman named Daphne in the book, her best friend and her husband had an affair, and mm-hmm. she felt horribly betrayed by both of them, and there really wasn't a way to heal that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they healed it in that they all went on and lived their lives, but she couldn't find a way to get past that in mm-hmm. terms of her relationships with them. Although she developed other relationships with other women who helped her get through that time,
right.
which were very powerful and very healing.
You know, I heard one therapist say that, you know, speaking of infidelity, someone asks us, how do you know when you get through it? Because in this particular case, this therapist said it takes about 7 years to get mm-hmm. through a situation where one has been unfaithful, because it's such a bankruptcy of the relationship, and you'll know when you get there when you feel and look toward that person the way you did before the incident or the violation. And I've wondered about that because I go, how do you? Boy, I think that's a tough bar to reach there, to feel the same way as before. I mean, how do you not have some sort of guard up because of the heart injury?
Yes. And you know what? I think it's healthy to have some sort of guard up to protect your heart. But I also think what you were saying before is valid. I don't want to say it in terms of relationships because that's another – there are more complications there. But, for example, with one of the women who told me about feeling that she had been betrayed by a friend who really, she had been let down by the friend. The friend had not been available for her during a time where she was really ill, and she felt that that's what friends do. They're supposed to be there for you. She was actually able to go back to that friend after she was healthy again and talk to her about what had happened. And the friend said, it's because I couldn't tolerate seeing you so helpless. I felt terrible about it. I felt guilty, but I couldn't stand to be with you when you were so helpless. And it understanding how this friend felt went a long ways towards healing that rift between them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that people talk to me a lot about, they've been told never to say, I know how you feel, because you can't know how another person feels. And I think that's true. But the reason that I like that for the title of the book is that a lot of times when we do know how somebody feels, when we can have that conversation that either gives us a little bit of insight into what's going on for them, or we can glean it from our own experience, it makes it much easier to heal those kinds of betrayals.
Diane, sometimes I think that we're so quick to want to talk and maybe fix something that we're ill-equipped to fix. I often find myself better off just being there and being a physical support, praying, for that person. And it doesn't even have to be out loud. It's just in my heart, praying for that person. And I think sometimes we get ourselves in trouble because we think we know how you feel.
Right.
And that's not necessarily what the person wants, but the fact that you're there with them is even more so. I experienced personally a situation with my older brother, who is laid up. He's on a ventilator. He can't talk. And I went to visit him on my way to see my mother, which was a normal social visit until we found out she had a stroke. And so, but my sibling said, no, still go in and see, because the family has not been in touch. He lives in Denver. Most of the family's in California. So I stopped in to see him, and it was just time being there with him. He couldn't talk. I could share some things with him, but that was okay. But I was just enjoying the moment of just being with him. That was really special. And sometimes I think that we think, well, we have to fill the time with speech, and that may not be necessarily the most important thing, is it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think there are many parts of what you just said that are really, really important. But one is that we have a need to fix things.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can't fix something.
Especially guys are fixers. We do this,
It's
so
true, but women do it too. And accepting that we can't make it better is really important, and being there with a person not talking about things is also really important.
Well, this book brings up a lot of conversation. Boy, I'll tell you, there is lots to talk about, and you have touched on something that many people are going to benefit as a result of I Know How You Feel, The Joy and Heartbreak of Friendship in Women's Life. Available, Diane, at all the usual places, right?
Yes. I also
Excellent.
Want to say real quickly, Bill, that you've just illustrated one of the things that I have loved about this process, which is that men are really interested in issues about friendships also.
Amen. There you are. Diane Barth, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Diane.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the...